As more and more baby boomers retire, they're taking on a new full-time job, caring for an ailing parent.
I'm a geriatric care manager, and I help people plan for the care of their aging parent or loved one.
Amy Fuchs runs The Elder Expert in Bergen County.
When they finally reach out to me, it's usually in a state of crisis, and I like to stress it's very important to plan for these things before it gets to crisis mode.
The challenges can be daunting, dealing with doctors, insurance companies, in-home care, physical therapy, nursing homes, and ultimately, how to pay all of the bills.
I prioritize. It's almost like a triage where we figure out where to best spend the money first and be as cost-effective as possible.
Sometimes she just lends an ear or a shoulder to lean on.
I would say maybe 50% of my job is just offering emotional support and counseling.
Fuchs watches for signs of burnout.
A lot of people are very stressed and overwhelmed, and it's very important to take care of yourself during this process.
A process, she says, that can be more manageable with proper prior planning.
No one likes to talk about it, no one likes to think about it, but this is something that we're all going to have to face sooner or later.
In Upper Saddle River, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. As people live longer, more and more of us are caring for an ailing parent.
It's really hitting the baby boomers the hardest because as they're caring for their children, they're also planning for their parents' care, and that could be very daunting and scary for them. So I'm here to help relieve some of that stress.
Amy Fuchs from Upper Saddle River is the elder expert. She is a social worker who can help navigate the challenges.
Daily money managers or personal organizers to help clean up your house, or transportation, physical therapists that come to the house.
Money is always a major concern.
The most common mistake people make is they are not properly advised as to where to best spend their money first.
She says 50% of her job is emotional, lending an ear, being supportive, helping caregivers care for themselves so they don't burn out.
If you're not taking care of yourself, you're not going to have any energy left to take care of your loved one, and you really need to prioritize that.
Fuchs understands no one likes to talk about getting older. No one likes to think about it.
But this is something that we're all going to have to face sooner or later, and I think it's important to discuss it well before it becomes a crisis.
In Upper Saddle River, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.